Hello and welcome to the Help Me Understand podcast. Help Me Understand is a weekly podcast that explores the context behind the things that we experience from day to day, with topics ranging from personal development to parenting to health and fitness and more. Join me, your host, JK McLeod, as I share my thoughts and also host conversations that are meant to encourage you to say, help me understand, in an effort to add perspective to the things we experience in everyday life. All right, what is up, folks? Welcome back to another episode of the Help Me Understand podcast. This is episode number 126, and I'm your host, JK, coming to you with a short one today. Before getting into today's episode, if you would like to support what I do here on the Help Me Understand podcast, I'm going to ask you to do me one favor. That would be, while you're still listening to this particular episode, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, whether you're on Spotify, you're on Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you're finding this thing. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. That helps me immensely. If you'd like to go even a step further, I'd love to hear or read a review of what you thought of the show, and also leave a 5-star rating. Be greatly appreciated. All right, let's get into today's episode. And today's episode is all about putting yourself on the hook. And let me start with a little bit of a backstory on what inspired today's episode. So for many of us, I've got a decent amount of listeners from what I'm aware of who are pretty into the fitness space based on the fact that I'm a coach. I talk about fitness. I've had guests on who talk about fitness and all things fitness related. I've gotten a decent amount of feedback from people who enjoy episodes where I talk about things that are related to fitness. So for many of us who are fitness inclined, we experienced some sort of disruption in what our normal rhythm was with training if we went to a gym in 2020. So COVID-19, happened. I'm not sure, that's definitely not 100% over. I'm still getting some friends here and there who are still experiencing that. Howbeever, as my grandpa used to say, we are definitely nowhere near the amount of frequency and intensity that we were experiencing in 2020. So for many of us, myself included, what we experienced is that our gyms shut down. So for reference, the situation that I was in was there were two gyms that I went to primarily. One was like the main one, and then this other like big box gym that I attend, I'd say once every week, once every 2 weeks, right around there. And both of those gyms were forced to shut down based on rules. So when at some point those gyms started to open back up, there was quite a bit of concern based on the different phases. If I remember this correctly at the time, seems like forever ago, and also it wasn't that long ago. We're just talking 4 years, right? At the time, there were different phases here in the state of Illinois that gyms were able to open back up. And by phases, what I mean is it wasn't all of a sudden like a switch was flipped and everybody could just open back up to full capacity. There were particular rules that were put in place with, hey, you can open back up as long as you can make sure that people are spaced a certain number of feet apart in the gym. So for the gym that I attend that also has a CrossFit box, so there's a barbell club on one side, CrossFit box on the other side. What we did there was created like spaces on the floor, basically. And for those who also have attended like either a CrossFit box or a CrossFit box or a place that does more like group focused training, you probably experienced some form of this where there would be like either tape on the floor or markings on the floor that would mark out basically your workout space for that particular time slot. So say you were coming to a 2 p.m. class, then you would go into your class, and maybe you even had it set up where, you know, all of the equipment was already kind of in that box for you. Like you had your space and there had to be a certain amount of clearance, right? So that was a pretty common thing amongst gyms in my area. I know I've got a pretty wide-ranging group of listeners, so it may have been different in yours. So experience that I had is that in the more of like the CrossFit box space, the functional training space, whatever you want to call it, the group training space, you would have areas that were marked off. So that was one thing. In the big box gym that I attended, it was also based on time slots. So there were a certain number of people who could sign up to go to that particular big box gym during particular time slots, because that ideally, you know, in theory here, just imagine air quotes here. In theory, what that did is that kept people spaced apart. So say if your capacity was normally you could have 200 people inside of a big box gym, what you would do is you would create sign up slots and only allow, let's say, 75 people. So in theory, they would all be able to stay spaced apart. And this was during, again, these different phases of reopening where you could be at, let's say, 50% occupancy and then 70% occupancy, different things like that. And what I experienced during that particular time was a heightened sense. Again, this is during kind of like the reopening, the rephasing of businesses opening back up, specifically fitness businesses. What I experienced was a re-engagement with some rhythm and routine around responsibility for showing up when I say that I'm going to show up. Because for both places, so with the big box gym that I attended, again, this was one of those places where it wasn't that you could like zone out a particular square on the floor. It's a big box gym, very similar to most big box gyms. You got machines everywhere. Rarely are people staying in one spot for their whole workout. They're going to go over to the treadmills. They're going to go to the leg machines, the upper body machines, the group exercise area to stretch. They're going to go over to the turf, like the dumbbell rack. They're going to be all over the place. So there were, to my understanding, very limited spots available to train. So if you wanted to be able to train, what I had to do is I had to make sure that I booked my slot. So I would book like a 5 a.m. slot and make sure that I was showing up for that particular slot. So that had a heightened sense of accountability for me. Same thing with the CrossFit box / barbell club that I spend the majority of my time training in. Was there were a certain number of slots that were available for each class. And then even during open gym, which is primarily when I do the majority of my work, is early in the morning at open gym, right around like 5 a.m. or so. Still, there would be a certain number of slots available because there's a certain number of platforms, different things like that. So you would sign up for that through an app and then you show up. And for folks that were taking classes at that time, I wasn't really doing classes, however, for folks that were taking classes at that time, it was the same thing. You know, say there would be 10 slots. Well, in order to attend class, you needed to sign up for that particular slot. So what I noticed during that particular time was, again, it instilled or it gave me an additional layer or level of responsibility and accountability, because I knew that one, I would need to pre-plan. So it wasn't just a, you know, wake up and I'll kind of roll into the gym maybe around 5:15-ish or something like that. There's actually something kind of putting me on the hook. Again, title of this episode, Put Yourself on the Hook. So it's putting me on the hook to make sure that I actually showed up or first planned ahead. So that was one. And then two, actually showing up for that particular session. Now, while there was not necessarily some sort of penalty that was involved for not showing up in the places that I attended, I do know that there are definitely businesses that at that time had some sort of a penalty that was involved. So for example, I'm not sure if all of the Orange Theory Studios did this. I do believe, if I remember correctly, when I've attended Orange Theory before, and it's been quite a long time since I did that, like it could be, has it been 8 years now? It's been a while. I know when I did drop in to do Orange Theory, you signed up for a class, and then they were very specific about the fact that if you don't don't show up for that particular class or cancel it within a certain range, I believe. Somebody who's listening can correct me. Don't sign up, you know, don't cancel within a certain range before the class starts, then you get charged some sort of a no-show fee or a drop fee or something along those particular lines. So there's even more of a layer of accountability, because if you sign up for something and then you don't show up, like, it's going to hit you in the pockets. And I don't know a whole lot of people who like to just go ahead and throw away money like that. Not that I know. It's not necessarily the circles that I run in. So fast forward, you know, 4 years later now, I still sign up for open gym spots at my gym. And to give some emphasis to the context behind this, typically at the time that I'm going to go in, there's not really a lot of people that are there. The bulk of the action and the activity and things like that that are happening tend to start happening, you know, after 8 o'clock and go into the evening time, just as far as kind of the ebbs and flows go. So you may ask yourself, and I have had a couple of folks ask me, I'm not going to say a lot. You know, those people are like, yeah, I've been getting a lot of questions. I have not been getting a lot of questions. I've had maybe two people ask me, hey, why do you still sign up for these open gym slots if you know that you're going to be the only person there? And also, there's no longer a limit necessarily on how many people can be in a certain space, and they have to be a certain number of feet apart. And it got me to thinking before I responded to them with, well, it puts me on the hook. It still gives me a sense of, okay, I've made a promise. I've said that I'm going to do something, and now it's up to me. Like, I got to get that particular thing done. So a story related to that is a client that I've been working with who we are focused on working on. Well, at first we were focused on first identifying, like, how can we first identify what does consistency actually mean for you in your life? Like, let's define that. Let's go through some assessment phase. I work through 4 different phases with each of my clients, and the first phase is always the assessment phase. So we get an understanding of, let's really assess, like, what's going on here. Let's really observe and see what kind of patterns you actually have, because we're just trying to figure out kind of what are we actually working with here. And something that we identified was that it was tough to figure out a definition of consistency for this particular individual, just because they were self-proclaimed, like, very all or nothing, and different things like that. And one of the things that came up in the conversation was that they had group fitness classes that they used to sign up for, and they were very consistent with that. And then now what they found is that they would sign up for these group fitness classes, but then not show up, or they would just not sign up for them because there was typically always a space available, because the particular time slots that they usually wanted weren't super heavy popular ones. They were ones where maybe capacity was at 20 or 30%. So they always knew they were going to be able to get into the spot. And it reminded me of my own kind of internal system that I've had for a while of still signing up for open gym, even though I know I'm reasonably sure I'm probably going to be one of maybe two people that's there at that particular time, because it's just not a very popular open gym time slot, right? So what we did was we identified, like, hey, so when you were at your most consistent at that particular time, not perfect, you're at your most consistent that particular time, something that was helpful for you was, first, signing up for the thing, and then, two, understanding that there was some sort of a penalty that was in place. But now that they've moved away from getting charged if you don't show up or anything like that, you just kind of don't show up. You either don't sign up, or you sign up and then don't show up. So my suggestion would be, one, first, put it on your calendar. Two, make sure you actually sign up for the class. And then, three, implement your own system of some sort of accountability. So find someone who is going to follow up with you, find someone who you can partner up with. Maybe there's some certain thing that they are working to gain some more consistency in their follow up or their follow through, I should say. Find someone who's working on something that they're working on getting better at following through with and partner up and see, is there something you can do to help each other out? Like, hey, you know, I'm going to text you when I walk into the building and you're going to text me when you take that 10 minutes in the morning to meal prep. And we basically kind of just back and forth with each other. Like we're basically follow-up partners to make sure that we've followed through. So maybe follow-through partners to make sure that we've followed through on the things that we said we were going to do. And again, I bring this particular one up just because we're hitting close to near like midpoint of 2024. And there are plenty of conversations that I've had with folks recently and sessions that we've had around things that they want to accomplish in 2024. I was about to say wanted. It's no longer gone. It's not gone. But there are things that they want to accomplish in 2024. And they're finding themselves either like on track or off track. Like one of those two things is kind of how they're identifying. They're like, yeah, I'm on track, definitely. Or they're like, yeah, I'm way off track. And I'm thinking maybe I need to reassess the goal and change it up and different things like that. And something that does seem to be coming up, especially when it comes to consistency with training, has been like, what are you doing to put yourself on the hook? Like just because to you, it's something that you do pretty regularly, it's something that you don't often need a lot of motivation to do and all these other things, doesn't mean that you don't implement some sort of system that continues to put you on the hook for following through and saying, following through and doing what you said you were going to do. So regardless of if you are someone who attends classes, if you are someone who goes to a gym where you can kind of come and go as you please, if you are someone who trains at home and has ultimate control over, you know, when you're going to use whatever equipment, because it's just you, or maybe it's just you and your partner who use the equipment, so it's pretty flexible. You don't have to worry about like equipment being taken because it's your house and you do. I think those are all the different levels of people, right? Regardless of what your circumstances are, I strongly, strongly recommend that you never, ever let go of scheduling your training and finding some way to put yourself on the hook for following through with doing what you said you were going to do. If that has to do with, you know, logging it for a coach, then cool. If it has to do with showing up for a class, then cool. If it's something where, again, using the example of my client, where you've got to get creative and reach out to somebody else and say, hey, what's one thing? It doesn't even have to be fitness related. In fact, I think those are some of the most interesting ones. The most interesting stories that I hear is when somebody reaches out to somebody else and says, hey, what's an area that you'd like to gain more consistency in your follow through with? Because this is what I'm working on. And I think that I could use some help with that. Just somebody to answer to other than yourself. I think that can be extremely helpful because at the end of the day, when you are doing this thing primarily solo for the most part, and when I say solo, what I mean is you don't necessarily have somebody who's meeting up with you at the gym every day, especially for my folks that are training at home. Like that's a different animal, okay? It is a totally different animal when really at the end of the day, if you didn't want to, you didn't even have to get dressed. Like you can work out butt naked and nobody would really know the difference because you're not going to a gym, right? Well, maybe, I don't know if you're at home, your kids might be kind of weirded out, but you do you. So still though, I do think that there is always going to be a value in putting yourself on the hook. You can expand this even further outside of fitness and really look at it from a standpoint of personal development. You can look at it from a standpoint of financial goals that you have. You can put it from the standpoint of business and your career, different things. Like think about and take action. So take action on putting yourself on the hook to do what you said you were going to do. So to close out this episode, what I'd love to hear from you if you've listened this far all the way through, is reach out to me and let me know. Best way to reach out to me is going to be via Instagram at Coach JK McLeod, and I'll put that link in the show notes. Reach out to me and let me know something that you are going to, that you do to put yourself on the hook. Like, what is something that you do to put yourself on the hook? So if you reach out to me, I definitely will read those on the next episode. This episode is coming out on Friday, May 10th. So if you reach out to me before the next episode, I will definitely read that. So with that, we are going to go ahead and close out today's episode of the Help Me Understand podcast. Again, if you've listened this far, I sincerely appreciate it. You have a lot of different content to consume these days. We are definitely not in any shortage of content. So I never take it for granted that you took a few minutes here to sit down and listen to this one. So thank you. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time.